The recount is a very welcome development taken against the background of the fact that we have been claiming that the election wasn't free nor fair. Now the court, not surprisingly, has on March 10th ordered the recount of the National Assembly vote.
What was the court's findings regarding the recount?
The court's finding was that because there were several results that were announced by the Electoral Commission, the court could not accept the results that were announced, especially the one that was officially announced on the 21st of November last year and published in the Government Gazette. This is the official government document on January 3rd, 2005. So the court has also found that there was chaos in the manner under which the election was conducted.
Now, had those people who had been elected under the original results actually taken their seats in the National Assembly?
Well, not yet. Practically, the court decision means that it is as if there was no election held at all. So these seats are null and void for the time being, so until the new results were promulgated.
Now, I understand that while you applaud the recount, you have some concerns about the manner in which that recount is being conducted. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed, very serious objection that we have, and there are several. The first is the fact that while the law says that before the counting, all electoral material and documentation must be in the place where the recount is to take place, until today, the Electoral Commission continued to transport election material. That is more than 12 hours after the recount has started. That's a very serious problem. And after the recount has started, we have seen about 38 ballot boxes, each one capable of containing between 400 and 1,000 votes. You can imagine that at least 19,000 votes have been spoiled because these boxes, 38 of them, are full of water, and I mean it serious. They are full of water, so the ballot papers and are in submerged and soaked in water. And the police have now ordered a forensic investigation. We don't know as to when this will be completed.
What about the secrecy issue? I understand you have complaints about that.
Yes, that's number three point on our list of serious objections. We have been told last Friday by the Director of Election, Mr. Philemon Kaneme, that the counting officers and as well as the observers, including ourselves, are not going to be allowed to move in and out of the building until the recounting process, rather, has been completed. And this is scheduled to take place over a period of 4 days. And the reason given for this by Mr. Kaneme was that to maintain secrecy. We have very serious objection about this because while we agree that the vote casting process must take place in complete secrecy, the vote recount or counting must be conducted in full public view. There must be full transparency in the process.
Considering the criticism that you've outlined so far, it would appear that it would be very difficult for the National Society for Human Rights to accept the results of the recount.
Indeed, the magnitude of chaos is such that at the end of the day will be rendered as well null and void. The alternative is for the election to be held